Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Good morning, good morning. It's a brand new day, and of course, it's the 16th day of March, and it's a special day. As a matter of fact, today is Lynette Fox's birthday over there in St. Kitts. Also, Mr. Dr. Parker, they're celebrating birthdays today. Not too far off, we have Phil Hawkpie. He also just recently had a birthday, so we will remember him as well in the birthday honors. But before we get things started, let's just make sure we give reverence, and we'll have Mr. Leon Francis to come on in and give us the opening prayer. Good morning, Leon.
Yeah, pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to all your listeners. It's indeed a pleasure for me to do the honors. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for this wonderful day that you have given us. We pray you'll let it be so everywhere that are listening, the folks who are listening to this show this morning, let this show be one to remember. Blessed host Ivor Henry and his cast of panelists. namely Cardinal Mills, David Maitland, Barbara Henry, Murchis Nesbitt, Donna Brown, Lynette Cox, who is celebrating her birthday, as well, Dennis Heath, and all the others who participate. Let the show, Lord, be one to be remembered. Bless the folks who have come on and make their contribution. Bless the ones who made this show possible, those who do so financially and those who do so for moral support. We pray especially for the ones who are struggling with ill health, namely Christian, Dr. Leroy Lashney and his daughter Lisa, especially Bobsy Nesbitt and her daughter Murchis. We bless Connie and pray for Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, our dear brother, Everett Carter, and Oliver Solomon. Lord, we just pray for these two brothers as well because we haven't heard from them for a while, Lord. We pray for Elgamita Willett, Dr. Roger Brown, Lord. Bless my siblings, Wentworth, Gabriel, Telbert, Duane, and Sharon Francis, Lord. We pray especially for dear brother Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunthrop, and Mona Daniels, and Dr. Eugene Francis, another of my friends. And Fillmore Hallpike, who has celebrated a birthday, Lord, recently. We pray for him as well. Earl Stevens and Mr. Linford McKenzie. Finally, Lord, we just pray for the ones who have not expressed their concerns. Touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their bodies, Lord. Touch their from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. Let them be back on their to their normal self again, Lord. Thank you for all you have done for them and pray that you will just continue to bless them and bless this show in particular, Lord. Let it be one to be remembered. Bless the host, Iver, so he can present the music that will inspire others to listen and be able to understand the Lord is in control. Pray for this country, Lord, as we go through some difficulty times. We just pray all will be well. And thank you for this opportunity, Lord, you have given us and the wonderful day you have also presented us. Lord, we pray for all these and more. Your presence. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for that, Liam. And
thank you so much.
Oops. Okay, there's a call coming in. So there, coming in. We're going to have, I think Matrix, that's what it is. A phone. But nonetheless, again, Liam, I want to thank you for that. Let me try to do something with that. Okay. Just keep ringing. Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Oh. Okay. First, let's override that with something over here.
I shall leave the shore, counting my treasure.
the golden voice of the great late Joseph Niles. Well, folks, of course, we are into the inspirational portion. We started off with prayer, and we go until the top of the hour. That's 10 o'clock. Then we'll have sports, and lots of sports, lots of happening in the world of sports. So David will be coming our way. But, of course, we invite others to chime in on the sports as well. He'll be bringing it in brief. But as you know, the heavyweight comes in from 9 o'clock, from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the p.m. That's tomorrow Sunday, cricket show, hosted by Leon Francis. So they will give you the full brunt of the sports tomorrow, full 3 hours of sports. We'll just have it in brief here this morning. Of course, Cardinal will come away. He will greet his special fans. And then we have birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes, things that would have taken place on this date. Of course, Cardinal will come with a commentary, and we'll have an open type, line type along the way. But we are going to be celebrating Miss Lynette Fox this morning, because today is her Earthstrong, her birthday, to be more precise. And we're going to have, of course, Phil Hall Pike. He's going to be playing the happy birthday song. Let's just go ahead and say good morning to Phil this morning. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Ivor. How are you today?
I am wonderful, and we're so blessed to have you here this morning. I know you have your fingers all tuned up, and let me say happy birthday to you as well. We don't say belated birthdays during the month, because we expect you to celebrate the entire month. So we're saying happy birthday to you as well. But your good friend Lynette, she's having that birthday today. And I remember you made a request that you will play the happy birthday song for her. So she's listening up over there. Think it. So what do you have to tell the world? You had your birthday last week. It would have been this week, isn't it? Monday?
Yes, I have to say that the end is near, because the United States, I hope that they're not planning to back off from Israel, you know, because Israel, as I said before, is God's eye. And when God says so about himself, Israel is a very important country to God. That's the most important country in the world today.
Hmm? Okay, well, Phil, we're going to get into that a little later in the show. So for now, just keep your thoughts. We'll come back to that. We are into the inspirational portion, and we're going to ask folks to join us. 563-999-3693. But before we play the next song, Leon wanted to say good morning to you personally. Okay, Leon.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Leon. How are you, sir?
How are you,
Leon,
my brother? And how are you keeping up after losing your dear sister? And
oh, boy. I miss her so much.
Anyway, life is like that. Life is like that, my brother. I just want to wish you a belated birthday wish as well. And just
thank
hope that
you.
All will be well with you. You know, I'm always here for you. So whenever you need me, just give me a shout.
Adopted big brother.
All right. Would you tell your dear sister, give her my regards?
Yes.
Time is precious this morning, so we have to. Okay. Have a blessed day. Okay. And
Permit me
to just say happy birthday in advance to Lynette. I probably won't be on at that time, so give her my regards as well. Let her know that we are still waiting for the invitation for Phil and herself. Thank you. Thank you.
Most definitely. Yes, well, folks, you've heard it for yourself. So, Lynette, happy birthday. Greetings are coming your way from early, even during the inspirational final portion, so we're not waiting. But folks are waiting, and I don't want to get the strap across my back. Let's make sure we get the folks and get the inspirational music.
This is for the little child without a father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with hate. This is my story. There's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying? Oh Lord, there's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm will someday end. But instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, I am here. Don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. He's my shoulder, you can lean on me. Well, again, there's a child and begging to be free, but there is no cure for his disease. He looked up to his mother as she holds his hand, praying that someday the sun will shine again and the pain will end. I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. Here's my shoulder, you can lean on me. Tell me, how can I love Jesus when I never seen his face? Yet if I see you dying, I wouldn't turn and walk away. So hold my hand and let me take you to a friend of mine who is waiting just to ease your troubled mind. He loves you more than you'll ever know. Instead of walking away, open up your heart and say, there's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone. Can you hear him crying? Oh Lord, I am here. You don't have to worry, I can see your tears. I'll be there in a hurry when you call.
That's right. Friends are there to catch you when you fall. But look who we have found. Miss Lynette Fox, happy birthday to you. So just before Leanne goes, you are going to be hearing it for yourself. Good morning and happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Phil, good morning. Leanne, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, yeah. Phil. Phil, happy birthday to you. You did not come on last week, so I did not get to say happy birthday, so I'm going to say it today. I can't sing like you or play like you, but I'll say it anyway.
That's nice.
And I hope you have your keyboard tuned up to sing happy to play happy birthday for me today.
Yes, and well, I've been playing it since last night.
And I had a good laugh, and Leon, good morning. I had a good laugh.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Lynette. Happy birthday.
And thank you for the greeting. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Appreciate all the greetings. I've been getting greetings from 5 minutes past 12 last night. My phone be ringing.
Wow.
Wow.
Look all morning. many friends I have.
Oh.
They invited you to call me first. Look at that. Look at that. How sweet. How sweet it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You are blessed and highly favored. Well.
Oh, yeah. I have lots of friends. I have lots and lots and lots and lots of friends.
Well, I hope I'm going to call this one right, because sometimes it says I only hear what I hear. But Kathleen did say happy birthday to you.
Kathleen. Thank you.
And she sent a few requests, which I'll play a little later.
Oh, nice.
So,
very nice.
Yes,
see? More friends again. Look at that.
Yeah, well, I think we better get Donald to come on in to say good morning. And before she hits the road for the train, Donald, go ahead and tell us what's happening in your neck of the woods, and you can, if you feel like telling Lynette good morning.
Oh, please, give it a break. Don't get between me and Donna. Donna, you come on. Don't mind him.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Lynette.
Thank you. Appreciate you, my sister.
I hope you'll have a wonderful day.
Oh, yes. I've been having a great week.
Yes.
All week.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't we just get Phil to go ahead and play the birthday, so you'll get it not once but twice.
Let me say happy birthday for Lynette.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes. It's all yours, Phil.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I appreciate
awesome.
That. Lovely.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful.
That's that's called playing from the heart.
Yes. 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 That's right.
Oh, nobody get jealous here now. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. Welcome, welcome.
Okay. So I hope you had a good one. Did you have a good birthday?
Me?
Yes, you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I had a very good birthday. It is very quiet. It is on Sunday, and I rested and relaxed, and I didn't call Leon at 6 o'clock, but I rested last Sunday. I don't remember what I did apart from rest. Huh? But it was a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day.
Okay. All right, let's get back into the thick of things here. And now that Linus has seen the light, let's
praise the Lord.
A little bit, because look who we have to give way to here this morning. My wonderful cousin, Miss Ruth Lynn Brown. She has graced us with her presence, and it must be for a special occasion. Good morning, Ruth Lynn.
Good morning, Cousin Ivan.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm celebrating my girlfriend's birthday all the way in St. Kitts.
Uh-oh. Now she has to get a phone.
Yes, I just want to wish Lynette a happy, happy birthday and a swell time today on her birthday. Ivor, you know that girl is a sweet girl. I met her 1 year ago, and man, every morning, every evening, she hit me up. She's making sure I'm doing well. So I just want to wish her happy birthday and many more and lots of love. Lynette, I hope you're listening.
Hello. Yes, I'm listening, my dear friend. Thank you.
Yes,
nobody get jealous now. Nobody get jealous.
Oh, my God. Thanks for connecting me. Because, Ivor, I got to get this thing set up properly so I can enjoy the show. Because I only have a few minutes, you know. But it sounds like a good show.
Yeah, exactly. I told you about it before.
Yes, have a drink on my head, please.
Oh, I will. Later. I'll have one for you. Later.
Mm-hmm. Have one for me and my cousin.
Remember last birthday, you spent my birthday with me. We had lunch.
That's right. I put the picture up and you're not seeing it. How come?
I don't know. When I go back on, I guess when I go back on there, I'll see it.
It's right on there. We are sitting and having a meal together, and that was a gorgeous meal.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, my friend.
Wouldn't I tell you about that off here? Why is not looking at the picture?
Okay, then. Anyhow, I just love you guys.
That sounds like jealousy. That's a jealous talk just now. Mm-mm.
Well, he don't need to be jealous. He don't need to be jealous. Okay, Ivan?
Okay, good. Tell him.
Everything is safe. We don't... Anyhow, continue to have a blessed day, both of you.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
You too, dear.
Okay,
thank you. Right. Thank you for the greetings. Love you.
Yeah. Anytime.
We'll talk later.
Well, it's time to hear from Marjorie since she's tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods to tell us about Mama Bobsy as well. Marjorie, good morning.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
I am wonderful. Having a beautiful, blessed day into spring.
Okay.
So, hey, getting out of some of the cold, I would imagine.
Yes.
What's happening in the neck of the woods?
In my neck of the woods, it's 48 degrees in the cold. We had a beautiful week this week. We were up into the 70s, and now we're down to the 40s. So you can imagine. Big difference. Not big difference, the big difference.
Okay.
Yeah. So, morning, Lynette.
Morning, morning, Matrix. Morning.
In your day. Morning, Donna.
Oh, yeah.
And Blaine, Barbara, Cardinal, Dennis.
Good morning.
Leon, good morning. Good to hear your voice. And David, good morning to all. And I'd like to say Mother Bob sends her love. She's resting right now, but she's home and she's doing good. She's doing a few steps here and there. She's not walking properly yet, but in due time, she will be up and about on her own, God willing. So thank you all for the prayers and keep pouring the prayers out, continue pouring the prayers out. So thanks for everything.
Okay. Thank you. I wonder if you would have spoken for Donna about New York, because Donna just came in and said hi to Lynette. So, then I believe the folks want to know what's happening in your neck of the woods also.
One thing, Ivo, when is Donna and I in New York? So, Donna is New York and I am New York. So, that's New York, right there.
No, but New York, the city was so big they had to name it twice. So, we have
exactly.
to have two stations. So,
exactly. So, Donna is
speaking for New York by yourself. That's why we get two.
That's right.
But if you want to kick off Donna, okay, that's fine with me. You're saying it yourself. I was bringing her in, but you say you don't need Donna. You heard it for yourself, Donna.
Oh, Donna, I can't help what he heard. Okay, so I know you understand what I said. We are both representing New York. I am not responsible for what I've heard.
I heard you say you don't need
morning.
Just spoke for her. But anyway, Don and I were talking too about it. You see, Donna don't want to say anything now because she's flabbergasted. She's like, did Moses really
don't,
do me that
don't,
on air?
Don't start nothing. It's
okay,
early.
Well, let's continue to worship because while you're
it's not 10 o'clock
people,
yet.
While you're putting on people, I'm going to lift his name on high.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this chain link of love. Brother JP, testify. I
here. Element, hold on a little bit here, because look who we found. We found another birthday boy here on the show. Leonard, you'd be surprised. Whom do we have? None other but Dr. Parker. Good morning and happy birthday to you, sir.
Oh, nice.
Good morning, my people. Good morning. Thanks for the love, thanks for the love, thanks for the love. Ivor, Lynette, thanks for the love, man. Happy to join you guys on the airwaves this morning.
Man, it's a blessing.
Nice, Dr. Parker. Well, a happy birthday
nice.
To you. Everybody
thanks,
sing,
guys.
I'll sing
thanks,
it for you.
Lynette.
I can't sing.
Happy birthday to you, Lynette. Enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you make $1 million
in
the
world. Oh, yes,
I will. Yes, Ivor, thanks for the love, man. Thanks for bringing me in by my, you know, my birthday girl, Lynette. You know how we go?
Yes,
you know, we
yes,
rule.
How we go, yes.
I
yes,
see
yes.
the fish, spicy rule.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, tomorrow
we
is tomorrow
the
boy, Ren.
Yeah,
man, we want to.
Yeah, Ren's birthday is tomorrow, too, so we're gonna pick him up, too, in a while.
Yes, man, Ivan, nice, man, nice to pull me in there with Lynette. Nice
yeah,
lady.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna keep you a little bit here, so hang tight.
All right.
Special friend, Dr. Parker.
Good morning, good morning, nice lady, and I do not recognize the nice voice.
How come? Oh my, shame on you, Dr. Parker. This is Russ Ruth. Ruth Lynn.
No,
AKA.
Because you see, Ruth, what you're doing, you come like you've been in your sexy voice, and me not accustomed to the sexy voice, you know? So... I'm cacking my ears. Let me see if we can make out that sexy voice there. Yeah.
Today's your birthday.
Thank you, Rasmus.
Oh,
my two sweethearts
celebrating birthday at the same time. Wow.
Yeah,
you should ask
the lad to come celebrate with us.
I do celebrate with you.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Thanks for the love, Rafu. Thanks for the love.
I was just about to put it on Facebook to say happy birthday to my Donald Parker. But then I decided to call you then.
Go
so
ahead.
It's nice hearing you. I hope you'll have a good day. And may the Lord bless you, stay as sweet as you are. Lynn, God bless you, love you, stay as sweet as you are. And enjoy your birthday. It's your birthday. This is your day. Have a fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Rapture. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know how much fun it's going to be for me because right now I'm heading from Jacksonville down to Miami. So.
Well, whatever it is, you be thankful you're alive.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Make the best of it.
Yes. Okay. Every day is not Christmas. You enjoy whatever comes your way today and in the future.
That's true. Thank you. Thanks for the love, Russell. Thanks for the love.
Yes, so we'll catch up then, okay?
Yes, be good. Be safe. Take care.
Bye,
have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye,
Lily.
Yes, bye, Lily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Lynette,
you see, bye-bye. Lynette, you see how them come on and I give me them sexy voice and thing. I mean, I got some kind of sexy voice, you know?
Like you like sexy voice because you're always calling them sexy voice on Ren show.
Yeah, but me only assume that me not the voice sexy over the show, but not in me ear.
but you must know today is a special day for you, so you should look out for these sexy names.
Yeah, I looking out for the special call, but not the special, not the sexy voice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, be glad. Be glad. Be happy.
All right, Rafu. Yes, thank
okay,
you,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Much appreciated, much appreciated.
Yes, always. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yes, yes, she always. So, Lynette, what you got planned for the rest of the day?
Oh, well, I have a spa appointment late this afternoon, and then I have dinner at an Italian restaurant later this evening, so... I'm good.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But
nice.
I have done something every single day from last Sunday to now.
Wow. That's
yes, every
that's
day.
Splendid. That's splendid. All right, but thanks for the hookup, man.
Well, you're the man, Parker. You're the man. Well, let's see. You're going to have a lovely day. Let's hear what Kirk Franklin have to say about this lovely day that he said you're going to have.
Hallelujah.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and my heart is filled with pain,
Lord,
my head up on my face is gone.
Right here.
Come on.
I know you're going through some stuff now.
Yeah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me.
Yeah.
While they pressing me.
Right.
And they testing me.
Yeah.
They keep stressing me.
Right.
Because they never heard a preacher flow.
What?
Show.
Yeah.
Go.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Follow anywhere you are.
Lord, I want to be a witness. So please take what's wrong and make it right. Let the shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Dying, wounded by the master of deceit. They're groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past. Then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
This morning, this inspirational portion was dominated by Lynette Fox and Dr. Parker. They're celebrating birthdays, and we're going till high noon. But right about now, we are going to be heading off into sports. Folks, you can stay. We have David, the main man, come up.
Jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in fling up your hand, them jump to your feet. Yo. The party make the vibes complete.
No.
Caribbean, so we dance in the trees. Hey. Pakistan, wave your hand, make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody make me see you, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Well, guess what? We have the main man for sports with us here. And he'll be bringing sports to you in brief. He'll be bringing you local, regional, and international sports. You know, the big boys comes in tomorrow from 6 until 9 on the cricket show. But we're going to be leading the way to tell you what's going to be happening tomorrow, what would have taken place during this week, and what is happening presently. David Maitland, come on in.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Morning, everyone, especially to the lady. Always, and we'll say good morning to the ladies, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, Marquise, Donna, Barbara, and Lynette. Good morning. Also, as I said, especially to all the ladies.
Good morning, David. Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Marquise. Good morning, Lynette.
Good morning, David.
You know,
good morning. Have to give
some praises, and praises always to the ladies, because they've been carrying us and keeping us gentlemen up in the world. We've been carrying the burden from the world on their shoulder, even though they say that us men are in charge, but I think it's more, you know, ladies are in charge. Someone would say that if you want the world to be more sane, put the ladies in charge, and it'll be a more sane world. You know, maybe probably less war around.
You are a true David.
Yeah. I was just going to say good morning to all the ladies, but especially to Lynette this morning, celebrating her birthday, because Lynette, you and my daughter share the same month, and my brother. I got a brother whose birthday
really?
Is today.
Africa.
He's in Africa. So his birthday is today. Yesterday was my daughter's birthday, my one and only daughter. Anyway, her birthday was yesterday. So just going to say also to Dr. Parker, today is his birthday too. So I guess you're in good company, very good company. I'm glad you're not in the company of, you know, some other person, not going to call his name, but, you know, so we just leave it at that. And said,
you don't have to mess up Cardinal like that, you know, David. You don't have to mess up Cardinal like that. He just came on here and he said, what is he talking? David didn't speak for himself, but ladies carrying him. Let me read what he said. He said, tell David, my mother only carried me for 9 months. So speak for yourself.
Yeah, listen, Cardinal, no, we are buddies. We are tight, so we're not going to get, throw some stuff out there and think I'm talking about Cardinal. Cardinal, no.
I read what he wrote. Let me read it again. Tell David to speak to himself. Ladies carrying him, but my mother only carried me for 9 days.
Yeah, but I'm not going to even, you know, try to get into that. Thought I missed you that you're trying to get me down. So, Cardinal, you know, good morning to the gentlemen. You know, good morning, Cardinal. Piper, Leon, Dennis, and my good friend, for this good weather, Hardly, you know. Good morning to him, and good morning to the gentlemen, wherever they are in the world. You know, as I said, it's an entertainment show, and this show provides serious topics, but at the same time, we had some fun in between there. So, you know, we're going good and strong with the entertainment show. Ivor, sports, we're winding down, winding up. I don't know what's happening around some of the sports events. Say, for instance, about this Premier League, I'm going, maybe Dennis can give me some heads up here. I don't know if this is caused due to the FA Cup, why we have so many postponed games today in the Barton Premier League. So we have 2-4. I know Wolves is playing, so maybe that may... there are about six, seven games that are postponed today in the Premier League. So I said, I don't know if it has something to do with the FA Cup that is presently in play with Wolves up on Coventry, 2-1. They're into extra time. No playing. There's 9 minutes extra time. And they're leading 2-1. But let me give some matches that is on today in the Barclays Premier League. We have at 11, Brentford will play Burnley, and Luton Town will play Nottingham Forest. Also today, 1:30, we have Fulham versus Tottenham. And I must tell you, Ivor, then tomorrow, Coventry just scored, so the score now is 2-2 in the FA Cup there going on. So in extra time, Coventry scores, so the score is all tied up. But tomorrow, you have West Ham versus Villa at 10 a.m. But Ivor, the race to the title is they're eating up right now, Ivor. And I would say it's a three-way race because Villa is 9 points behind the top three, 9 and 8 respectively behind the top three. So I don't think they can overtake those guys. So I would say the title will come from Arsenal, Liverpool, or Manchester City. And they all play the same amount of games, except for Tottenham has a game in hand, Chelsea has a game in hand. So those are the only two teams, but Chelsea is at number 11, and Tottenham is at number 5. So they're 2 points behind Villa. But the point standing so far, I've after 28 matches in play, that I think there's 8 round of matches left to be played. Arsenal is leading 64 points, but I think they're just leading on goal difference because they seem to be turning out a lot of goals when they defeat their opponents. So they are leading on goal difference, 46-39 for Liverpool. Liverpool is second with 39, with 64 points also. As I say, goal difference separates them, and followed by Manchester City with 1 point below both leaders with 63. Aston Villa, as I said, number 4 with 55. Tottenham is on 5th with 53, followed by Man U, 47, is in number 7 there, 43. Brighton is in number 8, there are 42. Wolves comes in at 9 and 45, followed by Newcastle at 10, 40. Chelsea, number 11 and 39. Fulham, 12 and 35. So is Beaumont at 13. It seems as if I've had that, just to break here, that Coventry must have scored again. So they're up 3-1 now. In the last 5 minutes, you have 2 goals for it. So see, as if Wolves' hearts are broken there for the FA Cup. I said, Beaumont is on 13 and 35. Crystal Palace comes in next, 14 and 29. 15 is Brentford on 26. Everton is 16 and 25. And 17 is Nottingham Forest on 24. And time is running out for the bottom three, Luton Town, 21, Burnley, and 19. They are 14 points and rooted at the bottom of the table is Sheffield United on 14 points. As I said, time is running out for these three teams at the bottom here because, as I said, there should be only about 8 matches that are left to be played. So, Coventry has beaten Wolves and is going to be playing into the semifinal of the FA Cup. So, Ivor, that's what's happening in the Barclays Premier League. I said the race is getting tighter and tighter. Now we have the NBA, and that too is also drawing closer. I think there's some 18 matches left to be played in the NBA. The Miami Heat defeated Pistons yesterday, 108-95. Suns defeated Hornets, 107-96. Magic by 10 over Raptors, 113-103. Pelicans, 112. Clippers, 104. Nuggets by 11 over Spurs, 117-106. And Jazz defeated the Hawks by 2 points, 124-122. In today's matches, we have Cavaliers versus the Rockets at 5, 76ers Pacers versus Nets, Hornets versus 76ers, Blazers, Pelicans. At 8 is Wizard, Bulls, Thunder, Grizzly. And at 8:30 is Warriors versus Lakers. And at 9:30, Timberwolves versus Jazz. 10 o'clock, Kings versus Knicks. And in tomorrow matches, or tomorrow game, is at 1, Suns and Bucks. At 3, Heat and Pistons. 3:30, Nuggets versus Mavericks. 6 p.m., Raptors versus Magic. Celtics versus Wizards. 7 is Nets versus Spurs. And then 9:30 is Hawks versus Clippers. So that's what's happening in the NBA. I will now look at what's happening in the in cricket. Presently, don't have much game to be played. Playing right now at the international level. Sri Lanka and Afghanistan. So Sri Lanka and Bangladesh in play. Ireland and so I can give you some today. They eliminated number 2 in the Pakistan Super League in Islamabad United versus Peshawar Zalmin, and that starts at 12 p.m. Ireland, Afghanistan. This is a T20 series being played. Ireland won by 38 runs. Scorecard reads. Ireland won 46 for 6, with 56 not out to Harriet Tector, 25 to Paul Sterling, and 22 to Andy Balburney. Incidentally, I said Tickner, 56 came from 34 balls with 7 fours and 2 sixes, bowling for Afghanistan. They have Rashid Khan, who sit back. He got 3 for 19 from 4. And Karoti, he got 2 for 16 from 4. So Rashid Khan was injured and was out for a while. He's now back. Afghanistan could only make 111 with 32 to Ishak and 25 to Nabi. So they lost there by some 38 runs to Ireland, the main wicket taker was Ben White, 4 for 20 from 4, and Josh Little, 3 for 18 from 4, and Barry McCarthy getting 2 for 14 from 4. So that's that game there that's going on. As I said, Ireland, they have also had Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. And that was a 50-over contest, the second ODI. And Sri Lanka came out on top in this ODI. They made 286 for 7, with 96 not out to Idoy, 68, Sakar, 68 come from 66 ball, and 40 to Shanto, 25 to Raheem, so 286 for 7 when Sri Lanka batted. They made 287 for 7. They go 114 going. Misanka getting 114 from 113 balls. 13 fours and 3 sixes. 91 from 93 ball for Asalanka. Getting 6 fours and 4 sixes. 25 to Asaranga. You know, he was on suspension, so I guess he's back, you know, playing for Sri Lanka. There were 2 wickets apiece to Tahsin Ahmed and Shafour Islam, 2 for 49 for both gentlemen remaining destroyed. So we also have the we also have West Indies 4-day game being played with Windward versus Trinidad. Windward 119 and 288. Trinidad 294 and 10 for 2. They need 176 runs to win that game. They have CC and C versus Leeward, with CCNC 273 and 301, Leeward's 259 and 15 without loss. Leeward's needed another 301 runs to win that game outright. Guyana versus Barbados, Guyana 436 and 136 for 8 declare. Barbados 230 and 31 without loss. They need another 312 runs in that game there to win. West Indies Academy versus Jamaica. West Indies Academy 324 and 228. Jamaica 372. They would need another 233 runs to win that game outright also. So that's just a brief of what's happening in world cricket, also cricket in the West Indies. So there's not a lot of international matches being played until the ICC decided to use the time clock, and it was approved yesterday to use it into, as they call it, the stop clock, to use it into international matches, T20s are 50 over game. As you know, 1 minute, you have to bowl your next over, and unless the third umpire gives you some reprieve, he will start that clock, and you add that 60 seconds to start the next over. So they're cutting out that time wasted. You know, all this stuff about, you know, you bowling it doesn't seem to be working. So now you're on the 2-1, your third one, 5 penalty runs will be awarded to the batting team. So if you're on the gun, if you're on the phone, if you're tired, time wasting all the, you know, find way the batsman to rest or whatever the feeling team to rest. Not play the game, get it over with. So that's that on that. Starting, we're going to do some local cricket here, Ivor. And last week, as you know, the final of the South Florida Premier League was on show. They shift the game from Central Broad Regional Park to Miramar Regional Park. And what a game the Division 2 turned out to be. It was more one-sided in the Division 1, what the Division 2 turns out to be again. Now, Palm Beach Hurricane versus BCC Ignite. They played in the Division 1 final, and they were bundled out for 160 in 29.2 overs, with 42 going to Roger Tracy. His 42 comes on 46 balls with 7 fours. The next best was 26 apiece to Clarence Salmon and Kenneth Williams. They got 26 apiece. Bowling for BCC Ignite, you have 3 wickets apiece to Faruqi and Sadiq. Sadiq got 3 for 22 and Faruqi 3 for 31. There's 2 wickets to Dheeraj Narayan, he got 2 for 19. Now, as I said, when it was a one-sided affair, the traffic was going one way higher in this match. BCC Ignite knocked that off with some 9.1 overs to spare. However, they made 161 for 2, with 57 going to Elvis Watson, 37 to Zach, and Elvis was in 57, came from 41 Marley, 9-4 and a 6. Zach Sattar, you got 38 on 36 Marley, 6-4 and a 6. 32 not out from Ricky Knight. And 36 Marley on 4-4. 21 from Mohamed Sadi, 21 not out. Both of them. So,
no more champagne. And the fireworks are through. Here we are, me and you, feeling lost and feeling blue. It's the end of the party, and the morning seems so gray. So unlike yesterday, now's the time for us to say.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year, we are an ambition now, the end of a world where... Oh God. I lost, So when St. Lucie batted, they were reeling, Ivan. They were reeling. And when I said reeling, they were 98 for 7. One stayed 77 for 5 when Charles Reed walked to the wicket. And he and Hoodlett rescued Lauderhill. As I said, the score card, I'll give you a reading of it. They end up 196 for 7. Hoodlett getting 86 not out from 80 balls, 7-4 and 4 sixes. Charles Reed 52 from 42 balls, 5-4 and 3 sixes. And extras alone, Ivor, was 37 extras with 36 in wides. They bowled some 36 wide balls. So that's the next best score there. That's unbelievable. Unacceptable.
Those wides must have been over the head, man.
Huh?
Those wides must have been over the head.
I have no idea, but they bowled some 36 wide. As I said, they had put St. Lucie on the ropes. They put St. Lucie walk away with the Division II championship in that match. There's 2 wickets apiece to Patrick Chad and Meander Ablack. And I know Miami Chargers at one stage were saying we're going to keep this under 100. But Charles and Goodlett had different ideas. So the Big Boss finally took the trophy back up to Port St. Lucie, because on a yearly basis they get to the final, they'll bring their bus down, and the bus goes back home empty. So this time they did. So I'm going to say congrats to Port St. Lucie and BCC Ignite for their championship there. In both Division 1 and 2. Also, as you know, we have the U.S. T10 tournament. But before I go to that, there's also 10 being played in this, and it's into full swing this week, Ivor, with up to 5 matches on different grounds. So, as I said, they having a full slate of matches in their T10 tournament. So starting with at 9 o'clock, Palm Beach Gladiators will play Ambassador at Brian Piccolo Park North. I didn't see this. And Atlantic versus Miami Chargers at the sports park. Also at 9, at Tradewinds, Challengers versus BCC Ignite. At 11, Grand Piccolo Park North. Grand Piccolo Park North. Coconut Creek versus Palm Beach Gladiators. At 11, at Sports Park, Palm Beach Hurricanes versus Atlantic. At 11, at Tradewinds, Tufans versus Challengers. At 1, Strikers versus Ambassador. That's at Grand Piccolo North. At 1, at Sports Park, South India, Tuskers versus Palm Beach Hurricane. At 1, at Tradewinds Park, Tritons versus Tufan. At 3 p.m., CTC Googlies versus Strikers at Grand Piccolo North. At 3, South India Tuskers versus St. Louis at Sports Park. And at Tradewinds, Trappers versus Tritons. And at 5, Sports, the Lauderdale Sports Park, St. Louis versus TGFL Warriors. Also at 5, at Tradewinds Park, Titans versus Tropics. So that's what's happening there this week. And Saturday, which is today, at the Lauderdale Sports Park, the night cricket continues there, Iva. So, you know, we have, and then from April, we have the U.S. Open, April 19th to the 21st. I think, let me see if I can quickly find my information. Yeah, last week, I know Jamaica defeated Guyana and combined came up big over in their match there that they played last week. I'm going to get the result starting next week for those matches that has been played. But basically, that's what's happening there. But tonight's game, but I find my schedule back and have it online. So let's see. I went over my time. I went into Cardinal, coming to meet his many fans. But Lynette, just enjoy yourself. And my daughter down there in Curacao, having fantastic. She did not want to be in New York for her birthday. She was going down to Curacao. So that's it. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Don't overdo it now. We will talk again next week. That's it, Iva, for sports.
All right.
Come on in, Cardinal. Come on and greet your many fans. Sorry I went over a little on your time there.
Okay, well, just before Cardinal coming in, let's hear from Leon. He'll tell us what's happening tomorrow from 6 o'clock. And, of course, he has a greeting to send across the airwaves as well. So, Leon.
Yes, good morning again. Good morning again. And, David, very comprehensive report. Just want to announce that our dear friend and brother from the cricket show, Dennis Heath, and his wife are celebrating their anniversary this weekend. We want to just take the opportunity to wish them well and continue good health and best wishes to them. They are such an integral part of the show. We're going to miss them tomorrow, but we know they deserve time off. What we intend to talk about tomorrow is the usual. We have the Coach's Corner by Jatin Patel and the Birthday and Anniversary Hours by Audley Watson. And we have Focus on the Laws, Law 37, that will be presented by Miss Murchis Nisbet. Okay, and the Women's Premier League, TWI 4-day championship, Bangladesh versus Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Ireland. And of course, we cannot forget the West Indies women. And we're going to be talking about that as well. And we're going to be focusing a lot tomorrow on the senior USA Senior Men's T20 National Championship, the Sheffield Shield and Pakistan and the Pakistan Super League. But we're going to spend some time on the World Cup 2024 and give some more details and, of course, the upcoming CPL. And we hope everyone can join us. The number is 1-515-605-9850. And you can reach it at blogtalkradio.com/the cricket show. And just wanted you to say how privileged we are to have so many people on our show. And we appreciate them because they're doing out this task each and every week out of the kindness of their heart. None of the panelists is paid. And we are grateful for their presence every week. And we invite you to listen and give us your comments. And we are grateful for you, Ivor, giving me the opportunity to present this morning. Thank you folks so much.
All right. Well, good, folks. And we'll have Mr. Cardinal Mills coming in and tell David directly what he message made this morning about. About the phone carried him for 9 months, and David can speak for himself about women carrying him and all that. David, after that, he sent in another message and said, I even went out and shopped this morning. I went to the market for myself. No woman carrying me. He's here now, so he can say all these things himself. Good morning, Cardinal. Morning, sir.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. Thanks for coming in and delivering that that sports roundup for our fans. David, I'm going to just say this. You know, you raised the issue that, I'm not going to say that again. But
women carrying him. Women carrying us men.
We have a popular...
No, don't be afraid to say it. And you said it. Tell David, because my mother only carried me for 9 months.
David, you notice that when the witness gonna testify against the government, the judge always get up, and the judge back in the government, the judge always get up and say the witness can't testify to that. What you do is you silence the witness. So, notice that that's what's going on here. Anyway, let me just tell you this. We have a saying around here. And if you want to confirm, ask Moses, our Linus, our Dana. We have a popular saying around here. When you thrust stone in the pig pen, the one that squeals is the one that gets the hit. You follow me?
Yeah.
You didn't call any names. You just simply said Linus was fortunate not to have a birthday alongside other people, particularly some other people. You did not mention any name. You didn't even mention a birth month or anything like that. Okay? So right there and then, you heard a pig squeal, right?
You see where you get for helping? You see where you get for helping, Abana? I begged David. I said, David, why are you picking on Cardinal? And now you see you're going to try to twist it around. I was begging for this guy and Cardinal with David. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm going for losing.
That I was a teacher for years. Instructed young children. Dana maybe can explain to us. How come Ivan knows that you were picking on me, and I didn't know. And I did that one for Donna.
Well, wait. Let me read this, Moses is writing something here. He said, oh, you know, but Cardinal did not know because he don't.
Okay. See, I wanted to get that from Donna. Donna, in her career and experience, had to identify who don't. So that's why I wanted to get that from Donna. So, you know, I'm not going to explain it.
What Moses is saying, I know where it is. You want to get from Moses? You want to get from Donna, not Moses. Moses, that's the ultimate mashup there, boy.
Moses is going to come and take you on. Don't worry about that, partner.
Okay.
Man, Moses said, I tell Moses, keep him proud now. You see, you're dumb. Moses, that's the most shit, stuff like that.
Oh, God. You know.
Moses, you would learn.
You would learn.
Dana saying something there. I want to hear what Dana said. Dana, you saying something?
Why Dana has studied it? It's motivation. Dana says he has studied it.
Okay, that's all right.
You know, Dana, you realize that you laugh first, and then Dana laugh after you? You realize Dana laugh after you, right?
Cardinal, remember Dana is a lawyer.
Hey, Dana, don't give up that job a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah. After I advised Dana, Dana took my advice. Yeah. So, no, Dana give up that job.
No.
She would defend him out of sympathy, you know? When he realized that he gets in too much trouble, he would come in and say, I remember I got that mother. Yeah.
Colonel, wait, before you greet too many fans there, I have a request here with a song that I have to play. I got to make sure I get it in. This is not one for Omel, though, but they say I have to get it in. Congratulations are in order for Robin Brown and for Javon Mills for acquiring their homes. But play this song for Javon Mills especially because gala rush him. Tell me play this.
Girls rushing. I can't believe this is true. one hit one can do. Just like the song who's rushing, the girls rushing. If I go to cinema,
girl, I rush me.
I got to leave before it's over.
Girl, I rush me.
If I go swimming,
girl, I rush me.
Watch me get showing,
girl, I rush me.
I live in life with a smile, a simple hairstyle,
got the woman wild.
This carnival,
girl, I rush me.
I'm the Rudy festival.
Them a rush me last, so them a rush me boy, so them a rush me last, so them a rush me. Fancy girl, them get yes, them a rush me. In a dance, dance, Mr. Girl, them a rush me. True, me hair style, them say me well high reach, me hair style, them say me well sexy. Fuck no, them pretty look that nasty a thing. Ugly people, them a get it in. Chow, them pretty look that nasty a thing. Ugly people, but them a get it in. Cause them most ugly man, them a top ranking. Come me out, be me out, like me living. But me hair style, come me love, be me chin. Me to the bar, but me go, get me chin. Now me come back, me get all of the thing.
Cause I prove it true. Since I take this ugly trim, it's for me them girl rushing. Every day and every night, for eyes, them a fight. Man, they live on me telephone.
Girl, I rush me.
They just won't leave me alone.
Girl, I rush me.
All on the TV.
Girl, I rush me.
Women rushing me.
Girl, I rush me.
I live in life with a smile, a simple hairstyle,
got me moving wild.
This carnival,
girl, I rush me.
A beauty festival,
girl, I rush me.
Rush me,
rush me, rush me, rush me, rush me,
Cardinal, you remember the old man with Gallo so, me, right?
Yeah. So what you say this guy's name?
What I said this time?
What is it that you say his name was?
Who you mean? Jovan Mills?
The guy Jovia Mills.
Jovia
okay?
Mills.
Now
yes.
Yeah. But hear this now. His grandfather is named Zacchaeus Mills. Right?
Uh-huh.
One of his great uncles is Isaiah Mills. Another of his uncles is James Mills. Now,
oh, boy,
okay. Now, people used to think that, so that Sam is kind of redundant. You know, it's well understood. While you have that name attached, you're going to rush you. So it's not the hairstyle. Initially, people used to think it was the name, like Zacchaeus and Isaiah and James and so on. But then they realized with the succeeding generations and the name changed, there was still the rush going on.
Okay.
So they figured out. They finally figured out that once you say, Mills, we talk about girl rushing you, is redundant, so you should have played something else. That's understood.
No, that was the request. That was the request. So
I understand that was the request, but I'm telling you that request was redundant. It was it doesn't need to be said again because of that.
It's a Mills.
Yeah.
With all them biblical
exactly.
names, that's how they get to name the cardinal.
You got it.
Okay, we got cardinal, and it's a
you know, and you know what yeah. that means? That means principle. That's how the mills roll.
Boy, I tell you, it got
okay.
to be a mill.
Yeah.
The mills have to be in there somewhere.
Got to
okay.
be a mill.
Got to be a mill in
yeah.
there somewhere. Well,
no, I just wanted to play it up
before you get this.
Just in case the next time comes around. Huh?
I said, go ahead and greet your special fans before you get this trap. And don't leave
of
us anymore.
Of course.
You didn't hear Phil playing this morning.
This time of the day.
Phil had the harmonic band with him this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, he played for Linda this morning.
I got it. Okay. This is the time that we get in and greet the special friends. And like I say, those are the ones who keep us in line and let us know how well we're doing and how well we are not doing. So you can join the fun because we always want to know that we put together a great show for our listeners. And so we greet our special friends and say a special thank you to the people up in New York, Marcus, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet, whom we say we are offering our prayers, thoughts, meditations, and whatever we've got in hope for your recovery. We understand that she's doing well up to this point, and we are quite happy about that. The voice is still strong, the body is a little bit overtaken, but she's getting there. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos, right there in St. Martin, the party place. Saying good morning, and hopefully they got some time out to listen to the show this morning, because, you know, this is party time in St. Martin. Like Irma would tell you, the party starts now, heading up to Carnival next month. So good morning to the people of St. Martin. Happy pre-Carnival celebrations and free and accident-less Carnival when it arrives. We want those accidents out too. So good morning to the people in St. Martin, particularly to Irma, Thompson, and Carlos. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts. The birthday girl is over there in St. Kitts. Lynette, and you heard her earlier this morning, you know, announcing the wonderful greetings that she has had since 12 o'clock last night. Oh, no, 1 minute after 12. She's been that in the greetings. Well, we're going to jump right in and convey our greetings to her as well, right here on the Saturday Morning Show, coming from the family of Caribbean Global Voices. Happy birthday, Lynette, and a great good morning to you. Celebrate it all. I'm going to go over to Levis, and I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly the common Lady C. Griffin. Hope you're hanging with us and enjoying our moment of celebration, because that's what we do here, celebrate everything and everybody. I'm going to say good morning to all the people of my CHS, Charleston Secondary School, graduating class of 1972, and particularly to a friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent. And I've got wind that one of our classmates died earlier this week, Mr. Irvin Bonkamper. And those who are familiar with the Bonkamper family would remember that his father was also involved in the education of our people over there in Nevis, Mr. Bonkamper, what we used to call him as the head teacher. So to the friends and family of Irvin, and my classmates of the class of 1972, I say condolences. I'm going to move over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to O'Mel and Michelle. And they swing by to hear the awesomest show on a Saturday morning. But they want, in addition to having an enjoyable show, they want that extra ingredient of the calypso to excite their presence. They love the calypso. They're trying to stick with the Caribbean culture and not lose it. Good morning, Omel. Good morning, Michelle. We're going to provide that to you. I'm going to go on over to cross the channel and come over to Fort Lauderdale. We want to say good morning to Elimat. King Elimat, that is. I thought I heard somebody say that he was trying to call in this morning. We know that the brother is dealing with his health challenges, and we are going to stay right here and wish him all the best, because we are hoping for his recovery as well. We know it can go either way, but we're still hoping for his recovery. Difficult journey for the young man, but at some point, there's something that might happen to bring him back. Yeah. Guess what? We like music. The young man is a musical messenger. I'm going to go on down to the... I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones. And I got to say good morning to my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. My brother Malik. And this is Sister Kanaya over there in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. And I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutler Richardson, listening into us down there in the Southwest Miami area. And his fans hanging around with him to you know, get a wind or get a taste or get a sight of the Saturday morning entertainment show. And, you know, Cutner deserves it. He's an entertainer himself. Good morning, Cutner. And good morning to the people down there in Cutler. Yeah. And I can't leave unless I say this. Cutner comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Once again, I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara, listening to us over there in Georgia. In spite of the fact that it may be cold, they are enjoying the sunshine we've got here. I got note of that. Good morning to you all. So, going down to the... over there in Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne. And she celebrated a birthday earlier this week, on Monday to be exact. So we're going to go on right ahead and continue to say happy birthday to her. And we're going to continue to celebrate her birthday. There's no belated birthday, as somebody counted this morning. There is just happy birthday to Yvonne. She has indicated to me that she's had a wonderful time. And so I'm saying enjoying the new found happiness, whatever has been found to add to it. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on and say good morning to Kathleen, who has claimed the inspirational hour. As well. I'm sure she continues to listen to the rest of the show. But she's particularly fan-crossed about the inspiration of our, as many of our listeners are. Good morning to you. Good morning, guys. With that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices, with your host, Ivor Henry. As you say, you got to have a Henry in here someday. Ivor, back to you.
Yes, but of course, again, we're just moments away from birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. And, you know, Dennis and his lovely wife, they're going to be ruling the roost in terms of anniversaries this morning. It's getting close to 30 years of marital bliss being together. That's a long time. But congratulations are in order for them. So let's give a little tease here.
And before...
Yes?
Before we get to that, Ivor, just let me say something else.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to say condolences also to the Brookhill. Mount Lily Fountain, Brookhill Mount Lily Fountain, Newcastle, Kisby, Westbury, Camps community. Since I heard of the passing of one Nestor Prentice, I'm not familiar with her, even though I worked in the area for a while. I'm quite familiar with her sisters, you know, who were in class with me. So I have to come, and one of the brothers was my student when I started teaching at Combermere Primary School, Combermere Elementary School. Good morning and condolences to the family and friends of Nestor Curtis.
Yes, it's just that you don't remember Nestor. But I can assure you that, you know, Nestor, just up the road there, Roosevelt Prentice, like I say, he went in the police force as a cadet when he was 16 years old and went on to become weaver in the Calypso so art form. And, of course, you know, Lorna, of blessed memory, his other sister, and Paulina, who I think she went over to St. Kitts. And one time she was on the DPP, I think, David St. Kitts. So I join you in saying condolences to the family. Of course, our neighbors back there in Nevis. But time's creeping up on us, and we want to party hardy along the way. We started this morning, seems as if Lynette and Dr. Parker rule the roost, and alongside Fillmore Hawk Pie. So I don't know. March seems like they have a few birthdays here. Seems like even September and October run, but it's still lagging behind July, but not a problem. Let's go ahead and take your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Right, Colonel, come on in. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, these are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 16th of 2024. Doesn't it still feel kind of strange that we're saying that? And already it's March. It means the third month of 2024 is well on its way. But here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Patricia Brown out of Trinidad and Tobago. It's also the birthday of Otis Gibson, former coach and player and then coach of the West Indies cricket team. Daniel Small out of Barbados, female cricketer. From England, Maurice Turnbull, Joseph McMaster, Catherine Winks, and Joe Denley. Out of Australia, Dave Watmore, Greg Zaire, Tim David. Out of Canada, Stephen Richard Welch. Out of South Africa, Percy Mansell. Out of Pakistan, Hamad Azam. Out of Zimbabwe, Heath Streak. Out of Philippines, Daniel Christopher Smith. How come Daniel Christopher Smith out of the Philippines? Okay, probably migrated. Out of Afghanistan, Zamir Khan and Gulbuddin Vaid. Out of India, Nawab of Patali. I thought he was a Pakistani. Okay, the Nawab of Patali. Out of Sri Lanka was Hadi Ranasinghe, female cricketer. Ed Barnes, a sports journalist out of Jamaica. There's also, that's a different brand, a journalist out of England. Our own Lynette out of St. Kitts, one of the favorite fans of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Happy birthday, Lynette, once again. It is the birthday of the fourth president, James Madison. It's the birthday of Anne Atkins, the first person to publish a book illustrated with photographic images. She was born in 1799. Jerry Lewis, an actor and comedian. He died in 2007. Canadian actor Victor Garber. Jorge Ramos, the Mexican-American Spanish language news anchor. He's 66. Flavor Flav, an American rapper. Actor Kevin Smith. Lauren Graham, an actress. Kyle Newman, the movie director, Blue Cantrell, an R&B singer, Joe Embiid, the basketball player in the NBA, that is. He is Cameroonian. He's from the Cameroon. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a Major League Baseball player. He plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. For those of you familiar with baseball, in 597 BC, the Babylonians capture Jerusalem and replace Joachim with Zedekiah as the king. That's 597 BC. In 1521, the Portuguese navigator Ferdinand Magellan reaches the Philippines, landing at Hamanhan Island after crossing the Pacific Ocean. In 1792, Denmark becomes the first nation to ban the transatlantic slave trade for financial reasons. Because you have to read people to know what those financial reasons are. But it doesn't go into effect until 1803, causing a frenzy of activity among slave traders who even received financial support. An estimated 120,000 enslaved Africans were transported from Africa to the West Indies aboard vessels flying the Danish flag. Wow, what a contradiction. In 1802, the first U.S. Military Academy at Western is established through the Congressional Act. It was opened on July 4th, 1802. In 1827, the first U.S. newspaper, Freedom's Journal, owned by African Americans, began publishing in New York City. In 1870, Hiram R. Revels makes his first official speech by an African American in the U.S. Senate. 1870. 1900, the Major League Baseball, the American League, reorganized. Ben Johnson, the founder of the league, announces the name of the teams that would make up the league. In 1922, Egypt achieved independence from Britain, but British troops remain in Egypt. In 1926, Robert H. Goddard launches the first liquid fuel rocket. It goes 184 feet, that is 56 meters. In 1948, American jazz musician Billie Holiday is released early from Anderson Federal Prison in West Virginia due to good behavior for the possession of narcotics. In 1955, President Dwight Eisenhower upholds the use of atomic weapons in case of war. In 1966, Gemini 8, launched with Neil Armstrong, David Scott aboard, conducts the first docking of two spacecrafts in orbit. In 1968, U.S. soldiers dispatched on a search and destroy mission killed as many as 500 unarmed villagers in the hamlet of Mali, considered the stronghold of the Viet Cong. Does that remind you of anything? Yeah, it reminds you of the Israeli launch against Gaza. And the Palestinians in general, a complete orchestrated massacre of unarmed people. John Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono are served with deportation papers by U.S. Immigration Department in 1972. And that happened, let me give you a little bit of this. That happened after John Lennon penned and sung the hit, "All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance." And the students, when they were protesting the Vietnam War, launched into their version of that song in their voice of protest. So John Lennon was attempted to be reported under the authority of the notorious Richard Nixon. There's something else to it. John Lennon left the country and went for a short stay in Wickham. This man has a lot of property in New York, somewhere in the United States. And when he was on his way back, Richard Nixon imposed an executive order to deny John Lennon's admission into the country. Now, by the time that the executive order came through, John Lennon had already passed through immigration. So the question comes up, was not whether he was in the United States, but whether he was admitted. So admission and entry are two different things. Listen to that when you read your immigration papers. That's for you. T-Bone Walker, in 1975, an American blues guitarist, known for Funky Town, died of bronchial pneumonia at the age of 64. In 1991, seven members of the Reba McEntire band were killed in a plane crash. In 1994, American figure skater Tonya Harding pleaded guilty to felony attack on a former Olympic teammate, Nancy Kerrigan. Oh, well, that's how you can win. That's how you win. 1998, Pope John Paul II asked God for forgiveness for the inactivity and silence of the Roman Catholic Church during the Holocaust. In 2000, Chris Hayes made his test debut against Zimbabwe. In 2012, George Clooney and others and several other prominent participants, including Martin Luther King III, are arrested outside the Sudanese embassy for civil disobedience. In 2012, Indian batsman Sachin Tendulkar becomes the first cricketer to score 100 international centuries. In 2016, Frank Sinatra, an American singer and band leader, dies at the age of 62. In 2022, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addresses the U.S. Congress remotely, pleading for further aid against the Russian invasion. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, March 16th, 2024. Once again, let's say greetings and congratulations to Mr. Dennis Heath on the celebration of his, I should say, Dennis Heath and his wife in the celebration of their wedding anniversary. It's all yours, Ivor.
Yes, sir. And thank you for that. And a welcome pile there by Mr. Aldi Watson. That's Marubi of blessed memory. That's her son, Mr. Audley Watson. And Aldi Watson is of the Cricket Show fame. He comes onto the show with the Inside Edge. And then he, too, will bring birthdays for the week. So, again, I'll join you. I'll continue to say happy anniversary to Mr. Dennis Heath and his lovely wife on attaining some 28 years of being together, married. So remember, a wedding is just a day, but a marriage sometimes lasts a lifetime. So we want to say congratulations to him on this day, celebrating this weekend. And of course, he has graced us with his presence. We are so happy for that. It takes some time out. So I'm sure the folks would want to hear you with your thank yous, Mr. Dennis Heath. So come on in and bring some heat in the place. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to your listeners and panelists. And I have to tell you, I appreciate very much, and so do my wife, the well wishes and the greetings that we
Okay, well, Dennis just got dropped.
I think Dennis got cut out someplace.
Yeah, he just got dropped.
Lynette is back in, I think.
Yes, we have 340-642, come on in. 340-642, that's something coming in from the Virgin Islands there. Yeah? I sure want to say maybe a happy birthday to Lynette, or they want to say happy birthday to maybe Mr.
Good morning, Ivo.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ivo. Good morning, everybody who is on. I would like to say happy birthday to Mrs. Lynette Fox from St. Kitts, and her last name suits her. She's a fox. And
she's
Lynette,
fox.
Enjoy the rest of the day. I understand that you're going to have a big line later, and I'll buy you a glass of champagne when I see you later in the year. How's that?
Okay. Well, Lynette, come on in.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kathleen. Nice to hear your voice on the show. Appreciate that greeting. And I'll try to drink some champagne for you.
Okay. If you don't like champagne, we'll do something else. If you don't like champagne, we'll do something else. But girl, you only live once.
What I can't do, I remember you. But I can't
so
drink too much.
So
I have to drive back home. Oh, my goodness.
No. You need
you
a designated driver. If you're going to celebrate, I urge you to get a designated driver. But Kathleen, don't go because I have a request.
Oh, I have a driver, but I have a driver to the restaurant, but I have to take my car back up from where I'm going to leave it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I prefer you
to
drive.
Home,
don't.
So.
I don't want you to be in any motorcycle. I don't want you to do any riding. So, stay in the car. Kathleen, why are you laughing?
Kathleen, don't laugh. Kathleen.
I just said, why not stay in a car? You have more protection in the car.
Oh.
On a motorcycle, the only thing you have is a helmet on your head. So, you don't. I prefer for her to drive than to ride the bike. But Dennis is back with us. Dennis, you got dropped there. And next, Kathleen, don't go. I have a song queued up for you here. Why are we laughing? Did I say something wrong on the Saturday morning entertainment show?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
It's entertainment, Ivor. Why are you pleading guilty when nobody accused you of doing anything wrong?
Nobody accused me of anything.
Oh,
I
accused
you. No, it's all of the laughter. The laughter. But I need for Dennis to finish because you know how it is with the computer. They cut off people when they want, and he was on to speaking about his lovely wife, saying how she's so thankful for hearing her name on the radio. So then, what's the wife's name? Maybe we need to call the name.
Angela.
What's the name?
Angela.
Angela. Oh, she's an angel. Look at that. Ooh, Lynette just got knocked out of the park. You're saying fox and foxy. But she's an angel, Angela. Well, we want to congratulate you, Angela, of leading the way. Because, you know, some of us are married on here, but some people have never walked down the aisle or up the aisle, whichever way you want to put it, or dance up the aisle. So, Dennis, you can finish it, and I have the song here from Kathleen.
Can I say happy anniversary to Dennis?
Thank you.
To Dennis and his wife.
Thank you, Lynette.
Yes.
And
28. You still have seven more years to catch me. You still have seven more to go to catch me.
I'm hot on your tail, so don't stop.
Ah. Hey, hey. Dennis on the tail. Dennis. Okay.
Is Dennis on a motorbike?
He seems like this. I mean... Then he's just driving right behind you, Lynette. He's on your tail. But,
okay.
Kathleen wanted to play this song, and she asked to listen to the words. So let's listen to this one. It's by Berries and Shaggy. It's a fight with feeling.
Give it to me. Don't stop. The way you make me feel. From deep down in my soul, I'm losing all control. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. It's alright, champagne.
light, you rise upon my life. Girl, me can't wait to give you everything you like. Hope you from the day you face the sight. I guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Don't be afraid to break the rules. And to face my things, so tell the little man to cool. I'm the lucky star, I can't believe I found a jewel. And them all have what you want to do. So make the note that knock me off the tool.
The way you make me feel from deep down in my soul, I'm losing all control. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. It feels alright. Champagne and candlelight. The way you hold me tight. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. Oh, no.
Woman, you bring the nicest, priceless. Girl, you have the place. Both it.
Passion, passion, to dance and you smile, you beckon. And I just know what it is you reckon. Give me more, 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 more. Hey, Miss Kisses, am I gonna grant you your wishes? And you can bet on your 40 clover. I'm gonna love you over and over. The way you make me feel from deep down in my soul. I'm losing all control. Girl, I can't fight this feeling, no. It feels alright. Champagne and candlelight. The way you hold me tight. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. Oh, no. Love me more. Love me more. Love me till I want no more.
Well, there you have it. A requested song there for Lynette. So, Kathleen, I hope I would have done justice to your song when she asked that you listen to the words. So we are getting close to the bottom of the hour. So, Colonel, I think we better get your commentary because I know we have to play a few songs here and party a little bit. So, let's get your commentary.
Yeah, but let me put, today I really wanted to do a commentary on Haiti and what's going on in Haiti at the present. But I'd really like to hear other people's views on it. So let me put that back. For maybe I'm probably going to have to do it in two parts. So let me put that back until next week, because I'm sure, you know, once I put you on notice to check out what's happening in Haiti right now, and I'm going to make a comment on it. I'm going to make a comment on it for next week, Saturday, and the Saturday beyond that, because this one has got to be complete. It's got to be full, because I know, you know, based on, and I can go back to David Rudder, who says, Haiti, I'm sorry. It's a memorialization of how we of the Caribbean misunderstood Haiti, even though Haiti led the way to show us what a liberated people should do and what a people's liberation looks like in terms, particularly in terms of their self-determination and rebuilding after a torrid experience of slavery. So I want to put that back a little. However, I still want to hear people's comments so we can have a conversation about this, and then we can still have a little bit more time for music to celebrate Lynette's birthday, Phil's birthday, Dennis's anniversary, and so on and so forth. So let me, you know, just ask people's opinion on this set of circumstances arising out of a suburb in Springfield, Massachusetts, a suburb known as Southwick. Now, in that area, 6 8th graders have been arrested and charged criminally over racist comments that they made in an online chat. Allegedly, their conversation included threats, racial slurs, derogatory images and videos, and a mock slave auction targeting juvenile individuals of what they say, of color. I don't know which color this is, because they got a lot of colors, black and brown and yellow and stuff like that. That has been the practice nowadays. When you talk about racism, they immediately start talking about color. Now, of course, following this episode, the usual platitudes follow. Oh, there is an urgent need to discuss the cause of racism and confront it head on. How many times have we heard that? We heard it when George Floyd was murdered. We heard it when Amadou Diallo was murdered. We heard it when Abner Louima was mutilated by some New York police officer. And we continue to hear that same platitude over and over again. We need to have a serious conversation about racism in this country and confront it head on. Here again, we have it. We've heard that ad nauseum. Another of the platitudes, hatred and racism have no place in our community. Well, to me, it is well placed there in all your communities, and it has been there for as long as your communities have existed. So why are you telling me now that hatred has no place in your communities? Just another of those platitudes, like I indicated. Now, another, we need to have a conversation about the factors that cause the perpetuator of such attitudes and discuss comprehensive strategies to address systemic racism. I'm going to ask the question. Should these juveniles be arrested and charged criminally? And how do you find racism and explain the reason it has persisted in this society for so long? And who should be held responsible for the perpetuation of racism generally and for the actions of these juveniles specifically? I want to hear other people on this conversation. So I got my own viewpoints and opinions as to those questions, but I want to hear from other people. So, if you have a comment, please pop your hand up and come on in. Should these juveniles be arrested? Who should take responsibility for the action?
Okay, let's find a way for anyone who want to come in, but I have a request here from Dennis to his wife, so I guess Dennis would hold off until next week. Comment. He's in the mood, and she wants to say how loyal she is. So the request goes in for Miss Angela Heath. She's loyal. So let's go ahead and take care of Dennis. This one. And then we'll see if anyone come in to put their hands up. But Dennis is excused for this week on the comments section.
Natural beauty, you know. Yeah, no, I've never been someone shy until I seen your eyes. Still I had to try, yeah. Oh, yes, let me get my words right and then approach her. Woman, I'll treat you like a man is supposed to. You'll never have to cry, no. I know everyone can relate to when they find a special someone. And
kind, no. The way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. She's a queen. Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. She's a queen. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I need her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind until the night that I seen her eyes. I can see it in her eyes, the way she smiles. Hey, yes I and I know the king and queen crown same time. So I never leave your side, just stick with me through the trial time. Oh, and she says she no mind, correct, I know good man is hard to find. And she can't know about that giant line. That's why she has no ties at this time. Yeah, I know many men are trying, but she needs to be more than wine and dine, because she's royal. Yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so divine. She moves to her own beat. She has the qualities of a queen. So supreme. Ooh, ooh, what a natural beauty. No need no makeup to be a cutie. She's a queen. So supreme, yeah. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is. She's royal, yeah, so royal. And I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so one of a kind. No, no, the way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen.
Yes, Dennis, well, you look in the eyes and you tell her she is royal and she is queen. That was from Dennis to his wife, Angela. And I have a note here from Kathleen to Lynette. Well, Lynette, you're good. You pulled Kathleen out, my brother Turner, out, and we heard her lovely voice this morning. Well, she said that song was for you as well. She's royal. I think she and Wooten are going to have a tug of war somewhere between the middle of the rope to see who's going to win this battle. Well, this is from me to you folks who are celebrating. I want you to dance the next way. Here it is.
I'm have a fiesta. A bailar, get down on the floor and dance the night away.
Ayya papa,
dance the night away.
Ayya papa, dance the night away.
Ayya papa, dance the night away.
Ayya papa,
give
me.
Calypso, jamming sweetly, and the pussy having a good time.
and I jamming until we drop. Feeling glad, glad, feeling on top. You and I petting and freeing us. Come and soak up, my love, come and soak up. I want to see you moving, moving, I want to see you move. Come and soak up, my love, come and soak up. I want to see you grooving, grooving, I want to see you groove. Hey, get it. That's nice.
Because this is a baby.
Well, we're going to go low, and we're getting close to the end of the show. Lynette, we know you're having a whale of a time. Dr. Parker also is having a whale of a time on his birthday. It's a working day for Parker, but nonetheless, he is enjoying himself as well. So, Cardinal, we're getting ready to close on out, so you might very well want to say a happy birthday to this folks again just before we end the session.
Yes, Ivor, thanks again. Yeah, go ahead. Yes, I was saying thanks for the love, man. Thanks for the love. It's Golo. The Golo thing. Golo Saturday. Hey, Lynette, thanks for the love again, what? Man. I'm still on the highway. I'm still heading down to Miami. Oh, yes, you know. It's Golo.
Yeah,
always Golo.
Can't hold us down, right?
Never.
Can't hold us down.
Never,
nah.
Man. Nice show, Ivor, man. Keep up the good work, Ivor. Nice show. Keep up the good work. Nice music, everything. And you got the nice fax lady there in the house, the fax soul. In the house all morning, keeping your company.
Oh, boy.
You know she would never leave your side. Sink or swim, she with you.
She's gonna go more years now.
Yes. Yes, my brother, man.
Thank
nice
you,
work, Ivor, man.
Don't mind him.
Anytime, Lynette. You don't know. Yeah, man. Ivor, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Ivor. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Lynette, enjoy the rest of your birthday week. And now we go.
Yes, I will.
Is the whole month
going? Yeah, man, thanks.
Tomorrow I go to church, and the whole church is going to sing happy birthday for me.
Uh-oh. Well, you don't know. Lynette, your name. Large and in charge.
with all the instruments, drums and piano, and everybody going to play. Happy birthday for
everything,
me tomorrow.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And I could imagine how you're going to dress up in your kyang-kyang tomorrow.
Hello. You're
gonna,
I'm telling you.
Okay then. Hey, Ivor.
Yes, sir.
We want to see them pictures with Lynette and she kyang-kyang tomorrow.
I was just there picking out the jewelry to wear with it as well. You're kidding me. And
okay.
The shoes to match. You get it?
Wow, I could imagine you're going to be looking like the old Lizzie, the Queen of England, Lizzie. You got hat to?
Nah.
You got your hat. You're going to get your big white beads over your neck.
Oh my goodness. They're called pearls, not beads.
They call pearls now. Back in our day, they used to call beads.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. No, I'm going to wear gold.
You're going to wear gold tomorrow.
Gold. That's what I'm going to wear tomorrow. Green and...
It's your son. That's the best use of it. And enjoy yourself. I have enough respect, man.
Yes, man. Yes.
Yes, Father. It was nice having you. You had a little flavor.
All right. Thanks. Yep. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Yes.
You guys enjoy the rest
a lot
of the day. Later.
Liveliness.
Yep.
Yes.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, man. Later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I cannot say goodbye yet.
Yeah, Dr. Parker seems to be a riot. Let me say goodbye to all the fans, friends, and supporters of this Saturday morning entertainment show. And once again, convey my congratulations to the people who have celebrated here. Dennis, Lynette, my sister Yvonne. Did I forget anybody? Somebody else.
Parker.
And
tomorrow is Ren's birthday, too.
Okay, well, let's say happy birthday to Ren now that we are here. And, you know, I'm hoping that a great show. I'm hoping that everyone enjoyed it as much as we do, but if they didn't, our favorite fans will tell us about it. So, and we want to do the same thing again next week. Keep you dancing and celebrating. So until then, I'll be back here at that time. And until then, I want you to have a great
week. All right. Well, so I want to thank you for starting us off with a prayer this morning at 9 o'clock. Of course, we have Phil. He played the birthday song for Lynette and the others. So we want to say thanks to Phil Hall-Pike for coming through this morning on the piano. And, of course, we heard from Woodland this morning, grace us with her presence to say, send her greetings across the way. And, of course, it was so nice to hear Kathleen this morning. She sent in a request, and I really found them and played them for her. So I want to say thanks again. And Dennis is celebrating his wedding anniversary. We thank him for coming through as usual. Since he wasn't wearing his PJs this morning, there was no need for Mertris to say if he was wearing the long or the short. So Mertris, you're right again. You didn't say if he was wearing... You knew he did not have any PJs today, so that's why you didn't guess it. So again, we want to thank Mertris and Donna also for coming in, telling us what's going on over there in New York, especially what's happening with Mama Bobsy. So we're going to go on out with Teaser. Who's going to have a tease? Lynette did.
Coming Friday, people fest. We dance all night until we wet. But when I ask you for your number, you have a negative answer. Girl, you ain't nothing but a teaser. A dirty, dirty teaser. I love the way you dance, it's okay. But you ain't nothing but a man, you